Drover gave a silly grin and wagged his stub tail. "You don't think it was too nasty, do you, Pete?"
"It's only a play. It's not real."
"I guess you're right, but..."
"Now it's time for my part. Enter Hanky."
Pete did his blind stagger routine again, puffed himself up, and bounced off a couple of fence posts.
"Sir Hanky's my name, and protection's my game. I usually stay angry and wroth. I bet halitosis would beat crocerosis, but dang it, I think I've got both."
Drover covered his mouth with a paw, but couldn't keep from laughing.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just... Can you do some more?"
"You like that, hmm? Give me a minute to think."
While he was thinking, I figured it might be a good time for me to say my part. I had an idea it'd bring down the house. "My name is Drover. Your little play's over. Beware, all you cats and dumb mutts. You've had your good fun, and now you'd best run, 'cause I'm fixin' to start kickin' butts." I stood up. All eyes were on me. Pete quit flicking his tail.
The cops are here."
Drover gasped and squeaked.
"Oh, my gosh! I knew we shouldn't... Hi, Hank. Pete made me. I told him."
Pete started edging down the fence towards the feed barn.
"Well, I think I'll do a little mouse patrol."
I turned on my incredible speed, and in three jumps, I had him rolled up into a hissing, spitting ball of fur. Drover started jumping up and down.
"Get him, Hanky! Get him! Get him!"
I gave the cat a pretty sound thrashing before he slipped out of my grip and made a dash for the feed barn. There's a hole at the bottom of the door, just big enough for a cat to slither through, and not quite big enough for a dog. Pete made a run for it, one step ahead of my jaws. He made it through the hole, and I figured, what the heck, I might as well tear the door down. So I lowered my head and rammed it into the hole. Turned out, the door was a little stouter than I'd thought. Cricked up my neck pretty severely, and boy, was I surprised when I couldn't get my head out of the hole. Had to throw everything into reverse and plow with all four paws before she popped free. Drover was still hopping up and down.
"Attaway, Hanky! Nice work, boy! We taught that cat!"
I straightened my neck up and marched over to him. He quit hopping up and down and studied me.
"Hank!"
I kept marching, didn't say a word, and in a flash, little Drover was highballing it up the hill to the machine shed.